Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Nimaim Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Mezechus Baba Basra Daf Lamed Zayin, the third parak Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abai said that we may derive the following ruling from Rabbi Shmuel. If a property had 30 trees planted at a rate of 10 trees per beisa, which is the appropriate spacing for an orchard, and the machzik harvested 10 different trees each year, he establishes a chazak in the entire field after 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel had ruled that if one harvests 3 different crops during a single year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field, because chad pera havi chazak l'kol pera, harvesting one crop is considered a chazaka on all the crops. Although the Rabban require 3 full years, they can still agree that harvesting part of a field each year qualifies for a chazaka on the entire field. Abai adds 2 caveats. This only applies where the other 20 trees did not produce fruit that year, but if they produce fruit and he did not consume it, it's not a chazaka since he didn't consume all available produce. Also, it only applies if the 10 trees are scattered across the field. Point number 2, Amoraim discussed a case where one purchased trees of a field from someone, and someone else purchased the field if the purchaser of the trees acquires part of the field. Normally, if someone buys trees, he acquires part of the field depending on the number of trees, and if one buys a field, he acquires the trees. Razvid said, Zekana Ilanos, Vzekana Karka. This one acquires only the trees, and that one acquires the entire land. A papa argued that if so, then the field owner can tell the tree owner, after his trees die, Akor Yilanak Shakor Bazil, uproot your trees and go. Although Rav Zvid held that this is indeed the halacha, Rav Papa considered this unreasonable. Therefore, he said, Zekana Ilanas Vachasi Karka, Vzekana Chasi Karka. This one acquires the trees and half the land, and that one acquires half the land. The Rashbam explains this means the tree purchaser acquires the amount of land normally acquired when buying trees. And point number 3, the Gemara says, Macher Karka Vishira Ilanos Lefanav. If one sold his land and explicitly retained his trees for himself, he retains some land around the trees. Even Rabbi Kiva, who holds Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher, a seller sells generously such that one who sells a house and retains its pit does not automatically retain a right of way to reach it. That is only regarding a pit which doesn't harm the buyer's land. Whereas regarding trees which weaken the ground, he retains land. So the buyer will not prevent him from replanting after his trees dies. If he sold 2 trees and explicitly retained the land, then according to Rabbi Kiva, that one sells generously, the buyer acquires the land under the trees and may replant them. Even Razvid, who said before that a tree purchaser acquires no land, that is where the land was sold to someone else, who can argue that his purchase should be just as exclusive as his counterparts. According to the Rabban, that one sells grudgingly, he acquires no land. Even Rav Papa, who said before that the tree purchaser acquires land, that is where the land was also sold, because the tree purchaser can argue that his purchase should be just as permanent as the land purchaser's. So once again, the 3 points are: number 1, Abai said that we may derive the following ruling from Rabbi Shmuel. If a property had 30 trees planted at a rate of 10 trees per beisa, which is the appropriate spacing for an orchard, and the machzik harvested 10 different trees each year, he establishes a chazak in the entire field after 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel had ruled that if one harvests 3 different crops during a single year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field, because chad pera havi chazak l'kol pera, harvesting one crop is considered a chazaka on all the crops. Although the Rabban require 3 full years, they can still agree that harvesting part of a field each year qualifies for a chazaka on the entire field. Abai adds 2 caveats. This only applies where the other 20 trees did not produce fruit that year, but if they produce fruit and he did not consume it, it's not a chazaka since he didn't consume all available produce. Also, it only applies if the 10 trees are scattered across the field. Point number 2, Amoraim discussed a case where one purchased trees of a field from someone, and someone else purchased the field if the purchaser of the trees acquires part of the field. Normally, if someone buys trees, he acquires part of the field depending on the number of trees, and if one buys a field, he acquires the trees. Razvid said, Zekana Ilanos, Vzekana Karka. This one acquires only the trees, and that one acquires the entire land. A papa argued that if so, then the field owner can tell the tree owner, after his trees die, Akor Yilanak Shakor Bazil, uproot your trees and go. Although Rav Zvid held that this is indeed the halacha, Rav Papa considered this unreasonable. Therefore, he said, Zekana Ilanas Vachasi Karka, Vzekana Chasi Karka. This one acquires the trees and half the land, and that one acquires half the land. The Rashbam explains this means the tree purchaser acquires the amount of land normally acquired when buying trees. And point number 3, the Gemara says, Macher Karka Vishira Ilanos Lefanav. If one sold his land and explicitly retained his trees for himself, he retains some land around the trees. Even Rabbi Kiva, who holds mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, a seller sells generously such that one who sells a house and retains its pit does not automatically retain a right of way to reach it, that is only regarding a pit which doesn't harm the buyer's land, whereas regarding trees which weaken the ground, he retains land, so the buyer will not prevent him from replanting after his trees dies. If he sold two trees and explicitly retained the land, then according to Rabbi Kiva, that one sells generously. The buyer acquires the land under the trees and may replant them. Even Razvid, who said before that a tree purchaser acquires no land, that is where the land was sold to someone else, who can argue that his purchase should be just as exclusive as his counterparts. According to the Rabban, that one sells grudgingly, he acquires no land. Even Rav Papa, who said before that the tree purchaser acquires land, that is where the land was also sold, because the tree purchaser can argue that his purchase should be just as permanent as the land purchaser's. All right, so now we get our Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin, and our standard Simmon is laser tag. Laser tag, so here goes. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees and another behind a sold sign for the land and snatched the trophy that was next to a tree that a seller kept for himself when he sold the field. Once again, slow motion. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag. Laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, which reminds us, Abai said that we may derive the following ruling from Rabbi Shmuel. If a property had 30 trees planted at a rate of 10 trees per beisah, which is the appropriate spacing for an orchard, and the machzik harvested 10 different trees each year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field after 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel had ruled that if one harvested 3 different crops during a single year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field because harvesting one crop is considered a chazaka on all the crops. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees and another behind a sold sign for the land, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where one purchased trees of a field from someone and someone else purchased the field if the purchaser of the trees acquires part of the field. Razvid said, Zekhan Ilanas v'Zekhan Akarka, this one acquires only the trees and that one acquires the entire land. Papa said, Zekana Ilanas v'chatzi karka, v'zekana chatzi karka. This one acquires the trees and half the land, and that one acquires half the land. Rashbam explains, this means the tree purchaser acquires the amount of land normally acquired when buying trees. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees and another behind a sold sign for the land, and snatched the trophy that was next to a tree that a seller kept for himself when he sold the field. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, Macher karka b'shiyar ilanos lefanav, if one sold his land and explicitly retained his trees for himself, he retained some land around the trees. So once again, Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees, and another behind a sold sign for the land, and snatched the trophy that was next to a tree that a seller kept for himself when he sold the land. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazar. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer of Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, That must be more in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, which reminds us, Rabbi Rasharshim possessed a mashkon, which entitled him to its produce for a number of years to collect the debt. After the borrower died, a rumor emerged that the mashkon's term was over, yet he continued using the orphan's mashkon. He explained to Abaya that the father owed him an additional debt, and he realized that if he would return the mashkon, he would have to swear to collect the second debt like any collection from Yosomim. To avoid the shvu, he decided to hide the shtar of the mashkon and consume its produce until his debt was paid. Demiku de be'ina, for since if I had wanted to lie, I could say I bought the land from their father and it would be believed since I used the property for enough years to establish a chazaka. So the peg leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, was shocked when one of the pirates admitted a palm tree he had claimed was his inheritance was actually not his, but wouldn't pay for the fruits he ate. Which reminds the Gemara discusses, if someone took control of property claiming to be a closer relative and later admitted that it wasn't his, does he have to pay the rightful owner the produce that he consumed? So the peg-leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, was shocked when one of the pirates admitted a palm tree he had claimed was his inheritance was actually not his but wouldn't pay for the fruits he ate, and a third pirate lost his loot paying for fruits he ate when witnesses testified he was only there for 2 years, and he wasn't clever enough to say, "I purchased the rights of the fruits, not the land," which reminds us. An occupant brought witnesses to establish a chazaka, but they only testified that he ate the land's produce for 2 years. Rav Nachman ruled hadra arav hadra peri. The land returns to the former owner, and the produce also returns. Since the chazaka was not established, and we assume the land still belongs to its former owner, it emerges that the occupant consumed 2 years of produce, which was not his. Razvid said that if the occupant would have claimed, "Leperos yeradati, I went down to the field to consume its produce because I was entitled to it because he purchased it," he is believed, since a person is not so brazen as to harvest a palm which isn't his. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Sefer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. When a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Dalet. When a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, and he said, "I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along," which reminds us, a man grabbed a silver bar from someone, and the case came before Rabbi Ami. One aide testified to the grabbing, and the defendant responded, "Yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that which is mine." Rabbi Ami wondered how to rule, and the Gemara proceeds to present all of his considerations. So when a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, and he said, "I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along," a rabbi watching said, "This is not the same as a single witness helping a man claiming a chazaka of 3 years," which reminds us, on the previous daf, this ruling was used by the sages before Abaya to rule on another case where a machzik attempting to prove his chazaka only produced a single witness testifying that he used the property for 3 years. Since he had to return the property having failed to bring two witnesses, he should also have to pay for the produce, since a single witness testified that he consumed it and he admitted that he did, but merely claimed it was his. Abaya explained that this case is different. So when a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder and he said, "I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along," a rabbi watching said, "This is not the same as a single witness helping a man claiming a chazaka of 3 years." While a basin on the dock refused to seize the disputed boat with rope ladders all over it because they didn't want to have to release it to a contest of kol dalim gvar, which reminds us, two people argued over ownership of a boat in no one's possession, in which case Rav Nachman later rules kol dalim gvar, basin withdraws, and whoever's stronger wins. One litigant asked basin to seize the boat while he seeks supporting witnesses so the other party should not sell it. Rav Huna said, "Tafsina, we seize the boat," and Rav Yehuda said, "Lo tafsina, we do not seize it." Rav Yehuda said, "Basin may not seize it initially because it prevents the true owner from retrieving it through kol dalim gvar." Daf Lamed Hei. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The two men fighting over a boat who pause to listen to the boys' choir. Boys' choir? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hei. La la la. The two men fighting over a boat who pause to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the disputed boat was ruled kol dalim gvar, unlike other cases, such as two shtaros which appear in basin, each gifting the same property to a different person and dated the same day. Regardless of when the document was given on that day, the gift takes effect at the end of the day, so the shtaros are in conflict. So the two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day, didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, which reminds us, regarding disputed property where Rav Nachman ruled kol dalim gvar, the Nardians say that if someone came from the market, meaning an outsider, and took possession of it, ein motzin osam yado, we do not remove it from him. Although he doesn't claim to own it, neither of the two litigants can take it from him, since it's possible that neither of them owns it. This is based on Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, Gazlan Shol Rabbi Mulav Shmei Gazlan. One who steals from the public is not considered a Gazlan. The Nardians interpret the Braisa as referring to this case, the public being the two disputants, and ruling that the item is not taken away from the outsider who steals it. Ravashi says the outsider is considered a Gazlan and cannot keep the item. So the two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, who was distraught after he realized that by loading a basket of his field's produce on the occupant's shoulders, he gave him an immediate chazaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba says that if the former owner himself loaded a basket of the field's produce onto the machzik's shoulders, la'altar have a chazaka, it's a chazaka immediately without 3 years of consumption. If the land still belonged to the former owner, he would never have assisted the machzik in carrying away the produce. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The lulav salesman, lulav, that must be more in Daf Lamed Vav. The lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which is orla, shmita, or kalim, he does not establish a chazaka, since orla and kalim produce are both asa b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take. The owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. So the lulav salesman, who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shaviz, waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, which reminds the Mishnah that one can establish a chazaka on slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara Eser Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain't land a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. So the lulav salesman, who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz, waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, after putting away his plow, which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka, which reminds us, it's a machlokas whether near plowing establish a chazaka. The reason plowing would establish a chazaka is, a man will not allow that another will plow his land and remain silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf to be machlokas whether plowing establishes a chazaka? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number two. Which daf to the case of a kohen who was demoted to a chalal status, then reinstated by an eid echad, then demoted and then reinstated by another eid echad? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number three. Which daf do we discuss establishing a chazaka by consuming the produce from a third of the trees each year? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number four. Which of the when a person can acquire a chazaka on animals after 3 years? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number five. Which daf do you discuss whether we can combine witnesses who witnessed separate events or testified separately? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one sold his trees to one person and his field to another? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that we do not say Malei Loshak B'Makom Edim, which was discussed in the case of two people claiming they inherited land from their forefathers? That's on daf Lamanov. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one sold his field and retained the trees or sold his trees and retained the land? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you have a question if Basin seizes a disputed boat? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss why the case of the disputed boat is different than the case of two shtaros that appear in Basin on the same day gifting the property to different people? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.